Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy and humid, a low of 70. Racine-based SC Johnson's off-brand has been named the official insect repellent of the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The company is donating 115,000 units of OFF, which the Rio Organizing Committee will provide to the athletes, volunteers, staff and media in next month's games, as it sees fit amid the ongoing fears about the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Zika, known to cause severe birth defects, of course, and international health officials have advised pregnant women to skip the games. Seven golfers, including Jason Day and Rory McIlroy, have cited the virus in declining to take part. SC Johnson, of course, made news last week announcing the acquisition of Baby Gannix, a rapidly growing company providing household and personal care products that can access to the growing consumer segment of specialty baby care. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine Common Council has approved a school safety partnership with Racine Unified that will continue officers in selected schools while using the community-oriented policing structure plus expanding enforcement capabilities and coordination, though aldermen did have questions. Chief Art Howell said this will be inclusive of school resource officers, but now it becomes a police-supervised operation.
Police officers, they're not trained to manage safety issues. And so by virtue of having a command structure in the school system, school resource officers and police officers who previously worked for Unified and reported to Unified administrators now will report to a police commander who has a clear understanding of what our goals and objectives are and what the data tells us where we need our people at. So it's completely different than a standard school resource officer model. It's a school resource officer model that's based on the community policing philosophy.
Alderman Henry Perez voiced concern to Chief Howell that Unified might seek to skew data in its favor in terms of what's really happening in the schools, but Alderman Q.A. Shakur said after more than a year of planning, it's time to approve it. An 11-2 vote rejected sending the item to Committee of the Whole, followed by a 12-1 tally to approve the agreement. Alderman Steve Smetana, the lone dissenter, the agreement still needs a vote by the school board. Last year's Racine County Board Youth in Governance class created a flag for the county, and this year's class may be selling them for a good cause. At last night's Government Services Committee meeting, the idea of selling the flag to raise money to purchase new uniforms for the Sheriff's Office Honor Guard was generally accepted, but a few questions need to be answered before the project can get off the ground. Supervisor Monty Osterman said the project would involve more than just finding buyers for the county's new flag, and he suggested a good time to start the sale is coming up at the end of the month.
One reason we thought that, that I thought it would be kind of good to inventory them is that we have the fair coming up, County Fair, the end of July. That might be a prime time to sell the flags.
One of the sticking points is where the money will come from to purchase the flags for sale at the fair and how many to order. The committee will meet again before next week's county board meeting to hopefully get some answers. The Honor Guard is currently in the process of fundraising for new uniforms with a goal of $18,000. They have about $3,000 in hand so far. Tonight's agenda for the Kenosha City Council includes a hearing on the temporary retailer's license needed for the Kenosha Kingfish to hold a home run derby at the harbor July 18th as part of the Northwoods League All-Star Game activities. Top sluggers from across the league will launch baseballs into Lake Michigan from 52nd Street and 6th Avenue and a pier extending out into the harbor. A buoy line with the field dimensions of historic Simmons Field will be placed over the water to define the home run boundary. Sturtevant's Community Development Authority meets tonight, starting in closed session at 6 o'clock, on potential future development projects in the village. Then it's back to open session and possible consideration of creating another tax incremental financing district, as well as perhaps hiring a consultant to assist in creating the TIF. Tuesday night's Mega Millions lottery game jackpot was the seventh largest in U.S. history at $454 million. But nobody matched all the winning numbers in the multi-state lottery game, which includes Wisconsin. So Friday's Mega Millions drawing will be for $508 million. Tonight is the Powerball drawing for almost $180 million. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.